Biologists have been trying to snag hare from lynx for the past couple years, but none of the hare traps around the Great Lakes turned up any lynx fur. So researchers in the Superior National Forest tried following tracks where people said they'd seen lynx. They collected samples of hare and droppings. Superior National Forest spokeswoman Joe Barnier says DNA tests confirm that some of the droppings came from lynx.
We're not sure exactly what it means beyond the fact that we know that they're here this year. What we don't know is whether we have lynx here year after year and how many individual lynx we may have.
The evidence of the lynx won't mean any changes in logging or recreation. Forest managers in much of the lynx former range already follow rules assuming the presence of lynx. In Duluth, this is Chris Julin for the Great Lakes Radio Consortium.